Now I'd like to take a moment to listen to the words of Brian Lozinski, Assistant Professor of Multicultural Education, from his TED Talk at the University of Minnesota.
The philosopher and activist Dr. Cornel West says that the test of any democracy is its relationship to the most vulnerable among its population. As an educator, an artist, an activist, an organizer myself, I want to take Dr. West's test and apply it to schools and school systems and think that, and we want to think about how the test of any school system is should be its relationship to the most vulnerable students.
How about the test of any school system being the ability to teach children to read, write, do arithmetic, to learn the basic skills so that they can, for a lifetime, pursue learning because they're going to have those fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? How about if that was the fundamental school and fundamental test instead of this this doublespeak, educrat speak that we're getting? That's another clip from these videos that Williamson County Schools have subjected the propagandization of teachers in Williamson County Schools with taxpayer money to teach them in those soft tones and with the community activist and social justice warriors intoning what teachers should be doing that falls short of what they should be doing, which is teaching children to read, write, and do arithmetic.
You're so 20th century, Steve.
Yeah, back in the day when, when kids could learn to read, write, and do arithmetic.
And, you know, I think it's wonderful that Mike Looney, apparently on his own, without approval of the Tennessee Department of Education, which is required by law, apparently, although he claims to counter. You know, we did a story yesterday that said, according to direct source, he said on Friday that former Commissioner Candace McQueen had approved this curriculum. But apparently, from a source, she says no. So, and apparently the school board doesn't really know about this. We'll find out. We're asking them tonight. But he cites such great, you know, down the middle experts as the far left, Cornel West.
He's the crazy dude you see on Fox and MSNBC and other talking head shows from time to time intoning his, everybody in America is a racist.
And he's got this, you can recognize
him. He's got some hair.
He's got big crazy hair, and the thick glasses and a kind of a funny smile or something. But anyways, you'd recognize Cornel West. He's a far left lunatic, which probably explains why Mike Looney thinks he's great.
They have an affinity, lunatics.
So this guy comes in, and he's, by the way, he's an assistant professor of multicultural studies. So, you know, he's one of those
majors that you're really going to get a good high paying job over your career.
Absolutely.
Unless you become, you know, sort of a race consultant. You know, folks like Williamson County and others are paying these folks to come in and tell us how bad America is, how bad people who succeed are, and how the real test is how firmly we embrace socialism and bring our culture and our country to the knees, as we've seen in Venezuela and other locations.
But didn't Governor Lee say in a State of the State address that under his administration, Tennessee students will be taught, quote, unapologetic American exceptionalism?
I'm not hearing American exceptionalism being taught to the teachers in Williamson County.
I'm not hearing that. Hey, but we have
another. And perhaps worse, I'm not hearing a word from Governor Bill Lee about what's going on in Williamson
County. Or Commissioner Penny Schwinn. But we have another clip from Assistant Professor of Multicultural Studies, Brian Lozinski. This was played in this in-service training for Williamson County teachers this year. Go ahead with that, Jimmy, if you could hit that second clip.
Think about how the test of any school system should be its relationship to the most vulnerable students. When we think about the most vulnerable students, historically we're talking about low-income students and students of color who traditionally have been talked about as being at the bottom of the achievement gaps, having the lowest rates of graduation, and not coincidentally being in the lowest resource schools. So whenever I enter a conversation about education, I always want to enter that conversation through the lens of the most vulnerable students.
And, of course, the most vulnerable being defined as whatever fits their social justice warrior agenda. Here's an idea. If you're going to try to make progress, whether you're a business, whether you're an athletic team, you look at what doesn't work and you look at what works. If you're, for example, the University of Tennessee, you may figure out that, you know, chucking threes isn't the strong suit of the University of Tennessee, that posting up Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams down low, letting them turn, take it firm to the basket, and score or get fouled works. You look at what doesn't work. Jacking threes doesn't work. You look at what works for this particular team, taking it down low, putting it in the basket, getting fouled. So let's do that with our education system. What doesn't work? Well, the social justice warrior approach of Common Core math and can't we all get along and kumbaya and your feelings matter more than your actual success, that telling you that, look, if you think 2 + 2 = 3, then for you, that works. You're a self-identified 2 + 2 = 3 person, and we're more concerned with making you feel good about yourself than making sure you know the right answer. Now, someday you're going to graduate, and you might be an engineer, and you might be designing bridges, and that 2 + 2 = 3 mentality is going to kill people. But as long as you feel good about yourself,
small details, Steve.
So again, let's see what doesn't work, which is the education system we've seen employed by the liberals over the last 30 to 40 years that have degraded our schools, degraded our education system, degraded the ability of our schools to learn basic skills, our students to learn basic skills from those schools. We look at the TEHEC report. Yep. It shows that we're having to have graduates of Tennessee schools.
Yeah, high schools.
You know, over a half having to take high school work in college, remedial work.
46%.
Over a third have to take remedial math work. That is not a system.
No, it's over. It's 46% with remedial math, 30% with remedial reading. They're just doing so well, Steve. The public schools are doing such a great job at reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's why they can step back and give you all of these
requirements.
And Nashville
schools doing worse than Memphis schools,
but
despite
all
their liberalism. So here's the point. What works? Well, not what we're doing. What works is what we're seeing from those Asian American students who come in maybe from Vietnam with the shirt on their back and nothing. People who have immigrated here from India, from East Asia and West Asia, and they're knocking it out of the park. So what are those students doing differently, despite the fact that they're not white,
they're studying,
despite the fact that they're not rich? They have a family focus.
Yep.
They have a learn English focus. They have a work hard and learn focus. Hey, let's do what works and less of what doesn't.
Yeah, but here is from this Williamson County Schools Cultural Competency Series. Jimmy, if you could play Module 2, Clip 7, we'll see what they want teachers to do.
Now let's hear from some voices across Williamson County about their lived experiences with biased thoughts and behaviors. Here's something to think about as you listen. Are there ways in which teachers put pressure on students to conform to dominant cultural norms?
By for example, not speaking in Ebonics, would that be a bias? We are teaching you, and again, we have heard this from African American students and African American teachers that they are being taught to be white if they use good grammar, if they use good English, if they learn to write in the English language that is proper English language. That you're teaching people to be white. That is a cultural norm. That is a cultural bias. How unfair of you to teach people that speaking in Ebonics or street talk and writing in street talk is somehow forcing the cultural norm upon them. Well, it depends on if you want to work in a job or if you want to go be a social justice warrior. And kind of like the NBA, there's only so many of those jobs available.
Yeah, well, good grammar, good spelling.
Accurate math.
That's a standard. I wouldn't call that a cultural norm, per se. That's just a standard you should hit, right?
You're teaching kids to be white, Michael. Oh, that is what's the problem
terrible.
Here. And I love the kind of tone of the we're going to talk to you in a way that sounds like an indoctrination camp.
It sounds
because
like.
Because it is.
Yeah, so that narrator, we have her name in the stories. You go to TennesseeStar.com. You can, by the way, go to TennesseeStar.com. The lead story has the full videos. All three of the videos that we have, you can hear the module 1, module 2, module 3. And yes, that person is apparently the new diversity officer for Williamson County Schools.
How long till they have sex week in Williamson County?
It's coming soon, I would think. They have up at UT, of course. So, but what's interesting about this is the whole focus on this. Now, Williamson County has 38,000 students. And apparently, according to Superintendent Mike Looney, 1,200 new students come in every year from all around the world. And so the whole theme of this is it's apparently not for the existing 38,000 students. It's for the of the 1,200 new students who come in a year, some of them come from all around the world. And so
far off places like Chicago and New York City.
Yeah, really. So the
San Francisco, where they have poop and needles in their streets. We've got to teach them this new way of living here in Middle Tennessee.
The whole point of the series is to be welcoming of those folks. That's what this is all about. This is apparently the mission of Williamson County Schools. It's not to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's to be welcoming of this, whatever number it is, of people coming from around the globe to Williamson County. And by the way, if you look at this clip, you play the full clip, words that I didn't hear. I didn't hear Constitution. I didn't hear American Republic. I didn't hear American citizenship. I did hear global citizen.
Yeah, again, it is part of this agenda that is being driven to the teachers, to teach to the kids. And again, I am appalled that the governor, who lives in Williamson County, our legislative leadership in Williamson County, our school board members in Williamson County, our county commissioners in Williamson County, and frankly, our citizens in Williamson County, our parents, our community leaders in Williamson County are not speaking up in outrage about what is going on with taxpayer money, with this propaganda campaign in Williamson County. And we believe that this is something that is happening across the state. We know that in Knoxville, Knox County, they spent $170,000, budgeted $170,000 on their own cultural competency series. We just don't know what they've done. But we don't know what they've done in Wilson County or Rutherford County. And why aren't our legislators, why isn't our governor, and why isn't his commissioner of education, of course, imported from all over the world, from UC Berkeley, why aren't they doing anything about it?
Some parents actually in Winston County have formed a Facebook group. We've got a story about that to say what's really going on.
615-737-9522, 615-737-9522. Are you seeing the same sort of thing happening in your kid's school if you're a teacher in one of the other Middle Tennessee counties? Is the same sort of drivel being shoved down your throats as well? 615-737-9522. We'll get to your calls and comments in a moment.